This is not the Taylor Swift that wrote The Life of a Showgirl. This is the Taylor Swift that is writing the next album, and I could not be more excited. Let me explain further. I haven't had a chance to dive into this yet, but one of the things that I'm so excited for The Life of a Showgirl, to me, it is quite clear and quite obvious that The Life of a Showgirl was supposed to be TS11. There are so many Easter eggs in Midnights for the fact that The Life of a Showgirl was going to be the next album, and so many Easter eggs in the Eras Tour itself. The most obvious, of course, being the one that Taylor confirmed for us, the orange door at the end of the Eras Tour. But here's the thing that is so cool about this crazy thing that we are all doing called life. Life happens and your plans have to change. And that's what happened here. Taylor embarked on the Eras Tour. She experienced heartbreak and she began to process this in a way that we are very lucky to be very familiar with. She started writing songs. In that way, the Tortured Poets Department really reminds me of the Evermore album, where she actually told us we finished Folklore and we just couldn't stop writing. And we could either ignore that or we could give you Evermore. So we gave you Evermore. This is just my opinion, but everything about the Tortured Poets Department further underscores this theory. The album is very much about what was happening behind the scenes of the Eras Tour. But I think Taylor began to see that she had so much to say about this, and she had so many thoughts and feelings and emotions that were, yes, about behind the scenes on the Eras Tour, The Life of a Showgirl, but were also all kind of fitting into the same category, and it wasn't the vision that she had for this next album. She told us on the podcast that Showgirl is going to be incredibly tight. She's working with Max Martin and Shellback, as far as we know so far, as her sole producers, other than, of course, herself. And the album has 12 songs, again, as far as we know. But she underscored that she had a vision. She wanted this to be a really tight album. She wanted this to be like the core of Midnight. She only worked with Jack Antonoff. There was a very, very clear vision there. It was a concept album. She wanted this to be like 1989. Again, very tight album, few songs, groundbreaking, clear concept, first pop album. Reputation, only 14 songs. Since Reputation, she has had what some people call an editing problem. Other people call the best gift a Swiftie could ask for. She seems to just be giving us everything, which is phenomenal. Lover is criticized for being too long or not appropriately edited. I'm not saying I agree with any of this criticism, I'm just saying what's out there. Evermore is seen as an extension of Folklore. She even almost told us that it was. Yes, it is its own album. It is its own era. It has its own themes. But she said, I just couldn't stop writing and I decided to give it to you instead of keeping it in the vault. The 3 a.m. edition with Midnights, 31 songs and a double album on Tortured Poets Department. So what I truly think happened is that as life happened, as Taylor was experiencing this heartbreak and as she was processing through the catharsis of writing songs, she realized, one, she had more music than she could ever turn into The Life of a Showgirl. She probably also realized that she had concepts and songs that didn't really fit into the sonic vision that she had for The Life of a Showgirl. And she realized that she had a very, very interesting opportunity in front of her that really no one had ever taken advantage of before. No one had ever done this before. And it was something that fit so uniquely with who she is as an artist. She had the opportunity to release a brand new album while she was on tour and then tour that album, creating this insanely meta tour experience where she was literally on stage at the Eras Tour singing songs and performing choreography that was about the Eras Tour. She had I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, which was the most obvious of this, where she literally took pieces of her choreography from all of the other songs and then buried and baked it into I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. She had So High School, where she was singing about someone coming to the Eras Tour and basically standing outside her window with a boombox saying, hey, I want to date you. That was an insane experience. And this is something that I don't think I've fully shared on this platform yet, but I've definitely told like all of my close friends. That theory is further supported by how she chose to show up at the Grammys. We obviously now know that her outfit was an Easter egg for The Life of a Showgirl, but she also showed up there in screaming color for a very black and white album and made it incredibly clear that she was at the Grammys to enjoy the show and to enjoy the party, and she really didn't care if she won anything or not. And to me, that feels the exact opposite of what The Life of a Showgirl will be. The Tortured Poets Department was her saying, hey, I'm gonna do this really cool, almost like social experiment, this really cool performance art experiment. And if it wins awards, great, but this is for me, it's for the fans, and it's for the experience experience of doing this thing that's never been done before. Versus the promo that we're getting for The Life of a Showgirl is giving the exact opposite. It's giving highly polished, highly conceptual, highly thought out, highly edited. And I'm not saying yet that we're not going to get like a 3 a.m. edition, a double album, whatever, because I want that. But in my opinion, this just feels so opposite to the Tortured Poets department. And again, I've kind of completely rambled and lost the thread that I started this video with, but the thread that I started this video with, and what I also want to comment on, is Taylor did not know for a fact that she was getting engaged when she was writing The Life of a Showgirl. And I think The Life of a Showgirl is going to have a mix of songs on it, as every Taylor album does. I think that we are definitely going to have some songs that are underscoring that she knows that Travis is her person, that she knows that this is her true love, that he is the king of her heart, however you want to phrase it. She finally knows what all the pain is for, this moment right here. However, she wasn't engaged when she wrote the album, which means that through the next, you know, couple months, year, 2 years, she's entering a brand new phase of inspiration for songwriting. She is going to be experiencing aspects of love and life that she's never experienced before. And we can only hope that we will be blessed with the writing from that. Imagine what those songs are gonna be like. A couple people have said to me that the title, The Life of a Showgirl, is definitely giving goodbye for now. And all I can say is that I hope that's not true.